Calling all my friends from all corners of the internet, I'm here to tell you about Sarah Bauer Boutique. In the virtual aisles of shopping Sarah Bauer Boutique, you are not just browsing through clothes, you're exploring a world of self-expression and self-love. You click, you browse, you discover the pieces that resonate with your unique vibe and individuality. My online boutique is more than just a website. It's a celebration of self-love. It's about feeling confident, radiant, and utterly comfortable in your own skin. Every outfit you find there is a reminder that you are worthy and beautiful, and you deserve to wrap yourself in it every single day. So grab your device, visit Sarah Bauer, B-A-U-E-R, boutique.com, and indulge in a joy of self-love through fashion. Let's redefine online shopping together, making it a delightful, powerful experience, because you deserve nothing but the best. Remember to give them a reason to stare from Sarah Bauer Boutique. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Loving Yourself Completely with me, your host, Sarah. I missed you guys last week. Last week was not a planned no episode week. It was one of those weeks where nothing was going according to plan. I had recorded 3 different times and ended up deleting them every single time. I had some family stuff going on that I needed to be in attendance of, and it kind of threw off my week a little bit just being, I had a lot going on. Like I said, my spring collection started arriving slowly, and it just kind of overwhelmed my week in a sense that I had to prioritize my purpose for that week. And my purpose was solely to get these clothes, get my family stuff taken care of, and just do my necessity of every single day. And unfortunately, that podcast took a hit last week, and I missed you guys so much. And I feel like we all have those weeks where we just go, okay, so what do I absolutely have to do that's not an option, that people will not understand if I don't get it done? Like, I have to get this done. And so that's kind of what it was. And obviously, I know that my Loving Yourself Completely family is so understanding when I have to miss a week. But I did receive your emails. I did receive your well wishes and all the great things, and everything is fine. It was just my week of being stretched thin, and I couldn't do an episode. So, but it was so funny because I did record 3 different times and erased them. And then my last one, which was wonderful, ended up, I didn't finish it, but about halfway through it, and it ended up realizing that I was not recording. So here I was halfway through. I look down at my computer and my time is standing still, and I'm going, okay, well, I give up. So onwards with my day. And do you ever just have those weeks where you feel like you're giving, but yet none of it is being given to yourself? And that was my last week. And it wasn't, obviously, I do know that we all can have weeks like that. We all have weeks where self-care is just absolutely almost impossible. And we have to be kind to ourselves about it, about the fact that we are going to be on 1,000 sometimes, and there's nothing we can do about it. So, but everything is well, family's well, everything's going wonderfully. And this week is actually beautiful here where I live. It's like in the 60s all week, and I'm feeling like, you know, my mental health is on 1,000 in an amazing way, because I feel like nice weather and me, we just get along. And, you know, I feel like my purpose in life is just to slow down more. As much as I love working, as much as I love, you know, what I do and my family and all these things, I want to slow down and just focus on it more. And I think in society, we're so based on your worthiness is how hard you work, how much you hustle, how much money you have on the side, how many side jobs and projects and things you're doing, and are you busy enough for it to be acceptable? And I think that's where we're getting it wrong as a society. It's not about how busy you make yourself. It's about the purpose behind the busyness. And I think that that's what I want to push today, is finding the journey of finding your purpose and why it is so damn important to feel like your purpose is yours. And I think, you know, people are like, what do you mean? Like, what's the deal with, you know, a purpose? I don't get it. Was it one specific thing or what? But I think of it as that you know, that thing that gets you out of bed in the morning, that makes you feel like you're doing something that really matters. And that could be a person, that could be a job, that could be a hobby, that could be for you, that could be your spouse. And it turns out, you know, when you have this sense of purpose, life just feels better. And when you struggle with mental health, sometimes your purpose is there, but there's this big wall that kind of feels like it's blocking it, and you feel like that purpose doesn't exist. So I want to help you find that purpose and maybe get you started in the right direction, that when you open your eyes in the morning, what's your purpose? And I was speaking with my dad last night. So I FaceTime my dad every single day, 2 times a day. And we talk for like an hour at a time. I don't know what we talk about, but somehow for years, twice a day, we talk for 2 hours a day. And I don't even know what we talk about, but he's just the best guy ever. Anyways, he's always, you know, what'd you do today? And I kind of ramble off my list. And usually I talk to him in the school pickup line, and then we talk before bed. So I ramble off my list in the school pickup line, and then I ramble it off to him before bed, what I did the rest of my day. And he's like, you know, that's like just work all day. I'm like, it doesn't feel like work. It doesn't feel like it. Like, I genuinely love it. When I have a free moment, if I sit down and my son's in the shower or my husband's in the shower and I just have a moment to myself in the evening, I get on my, you know, computer and I'm working again, and I'm making up episodes, or I'm making up blogs, or I'm making up videos, or I'm adding to my website, or I'm shopping for my website. And I feel like you can have so many senses of purpose, not only as a spouse or a parent, but also for yourself. And finding a purpose for yourself is super important. But again, it's great to feel that sense of purpose as a parent and as a spouse as well. I know that I add to my husband's life as he adds to mine. I know that I add to my son's life as he adds to mine. Those people are my purpose. My work and my, you know, podcast and my emails and my store, that's my other purpose outside of physical people. So I feel like that is so important to remember, that if you find your sense of purpose in so many different areas, It does. It makes life so much better. So now let's talk about finding your purpose, because it isn't. It's not like finding your keys. You know, you don't just stumble upon it one day. It takes some real soul searching and some trial and error. And it can be extremely frustrating along the way to put a lot of your energy into something you think is your purpose to find out that it's not. And I think we've all been there. I have a billion different certifications telling you I've been there. And something that you think is like your heart, and you think I can talk myself into loving this, but you don't have to do that with your purpose. You don't have to convince yourself this is your purpose, right? So this is what I want to talk about today. I hope you're all having a wonderful week. Welcome to another episode of Loving Yourself Completely. Have you heard the news? Spotify has amazing new ways to listen to your favorite music and podcasts. Be sure to turn on notifications to Loving Yourself Completely to never miss an episode. Download Spotify today for free. Okay, so how the heck do we even start, you know, this whole purpose finding journey or whatever you're talking about, Sarah, right? I feel like there's one way to think about it is what really, you know, fires you up and gets you excited. What are the things that just you can't stop talking about? You feel alive when you think about it, whether it could be painting or helping others, saving the planet, you know, pay attention to the things that make you tick. And, you know, things that spark this joy inside of you. It gives you clues along the way of your excitement. And even for me with my boutique, I've always loved fashion. I've always dressed different, thought different with my looks, with my makeup, with everything in the way I express myself. But never in my wildest dreams did I think to open a boutique. And one night it just clicked with my husband and I. And it was like, from that day that it was even mentioned, it wasn't even a thought. I was like, I'm opening a boutique. And it was like that night. And he's like, well, think about it. I was like, no, like, that's what I'm going to do. He's like, okay, well, like, you know, just think of the process. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah. No, like, I'm doing it though. And I'm going to go buy like a notebook, and I'm going to write down all the things I have to know, and I'm going to do this. He's like, okay. Like, my husband has seen me through some, you know, some hobbies, some thoughts of purpose. You know, I told you like the personal training, the makeup, the videos, I don't even know, photography. There has been a billion things that I thought like, this is it for me. And then when I really started, I was like, I like it, but I don't love it. It doesn't get me out of bed in the morning. And I really just wanted to search for that. And thankfully I was lucky enough to be able to do that. And I have a very supportive husband in that. But the minute he mentioned boutique and we were talking about it, like I knew this was it. And every day I wake up 24/7, that's my purpose. And I absolutely love that. And he always jokes with me that he's like, you know, if you did all the work you do for yourself, for like a company, an actual like big, huge company, he's like, you'd be making millions in a day. He's like, the 24/7 that you're going. I was like, I know, but like, I just love it. Like, that's how much I love it. I'm always doing things that I'm changing things up and making it different, blah, 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 blah. Anyways, but that's your purpose. And I didn't realize that along the way, me liking to dress different or experimenting with clothes or looks or makeup or trends or whatever that people thought, oh, that's too much. Oh, that's different. Oh, that's not how you're supposed to look. You know, people judged me for were really my clues along the way that I didn't care what people thought about me because I loved clothes. I loved looking different. I loved setting trends. I loved when people looked at me and they go, where did you get that shirt? And now I can say, oh, Sarah Bauer Boutique. You know what I mean? So I feel like that's the really cool part. Your purpose doesn't have to be just one thing. It can be multiple things. It could be so many different things that light you up and make you feel alive. Writing, poetry, volunteering at an animal shelter. My father-in-law, he loved working at, what was it? I'm not going to say the name, but they worked with horses and training and kids would come there and ride and he would help, you know, clean the stables and like do all this stuff. And he did that, I think, once or twice a week. And he would always talk about it and he would just light up when he talked about it. It gave him his sense of purpose throughout his week. And that really made me happy, but I didn't understand it before. I'm like, why would you want to do that? But it was his sense of purpose of being there for these animals and these kids and helping them learn. And it's just incredible. So, and it could be any of those things, teaching yoga on the weekends, all these passions in life, you can let them guide you to find yours. And it's okay for trial and error to happen. It's okay to think you really love something and then find out, I don't really anymore. It's not something that is driving my passion. I've told you guys so many times before, I do have a lot of things I do, you know, I can't even name them. I probably do 10 plus things a week that people are like, well, that's so random. I'm like, I know, but like, I love doing it. And all of them combined is my passion and what I love. So it can be so many different things. And I think that's what's really exciting about life. You're always learning about yourself. You're always learning these things that make you tick, these things that give you excitement and pleasure and joy. And it can be as simple as, you know, drinking coffee in the sunlight. That's my purpose. I have to be out there before the sun leaves this spot and enjoy my coffee in this moment. Simple things can hold a purpose. Oh, sorry, I got a little yawn there. Okay, so here's another little secret. If you're lucky enough to find your purpose in your work, it will never feel like a job. I know you've heard that before, but seriously, when you are doing something you love, something you believe in, it's like the universe aligns and everything falls into place. My husband and I always conversate with, it's never hard when something is supposed to happen. Now, of course, making it successful, making it thrive, making it last, you have to work really hard. But if in the beginning, if it's meant to happen, those pieces are going to line up and that hard work is going to just be authentically there. So not saying that the job or the work is easy. I'm saying that the feeling and the stars aligning and everything going through correctly lines up for you. I feel like you just know when it's right. And feeling that way and feeling that purpose and feeling everything fall into place is one of the best feelings. And so many people will talk to me of not having any clue of what their purpose is. They're like, I just don't know, you know, like I love my life. I love my family and things like that, but I'm not like thriving. I'm not thrilled. I'm not feeling this sense of urgency to get out of bed in the morning. And that's okay. That's okay. Don't sweat it. You're definitely not alone. Sometimes, and remember this, purpose sneaks up on you when you least expect it, like the love of your life. Most people aren't looking for it when it happens. It's through those random experiences and unexpected challenges that things really stick in your life. And you don't even think when they pop up that it's going to happen. Like I said, those little clues along the way that kind of build to the big picture, those little seeds that you're planting in your brain throughout your life, one day they sprout and there's leaves and they're getting taller. And you're like, oh, and you start watering the idea of, okay, well, yeah, like that makes sense. I'm going to keep watering this idea because I really like it. It's beautiful. And then it's one huge flower and it's gorgeous. And you realize that the whole time that seed was there, but you didn't know yet. You just didn't know. They were planted along the way. And I think that's really awesome to think about it that way, because sometimes when you feel lost in the purpose department, you have to know that that's totally okay, because that is giving you time to explore and try new things. And most importantly, be kind to yourself along the way of doing this, because your purpose will reveal itself. I promise you. I promise you. There's nobody who, you know, found their purpose that says like, oh yeah, like I totally, like it was so easy. No, I bet it was not. I bet they've gone through so many things of finding something that works for them. And other people will look at, you know, the beauty of it and they'll say, oh God, I wish I could have done that. That looks so simple and easy, but it wasn't. Ask that person what steps they took to get to that purpose. And I bet you they'll have a great story for you filled with trial and error and heartache and sleepless nights, but in the end, triumph in themselves and realizing that their sense of purpose and how they got there made them so strong and resilient in their life. And nobody can take that purpose away from them ever. No matter any kind of negative talk, any kind of disbelief, anybody who doesn't believe in their purpose, that's okay. That's okay. Because the steps we took to get to our purpose made us so much stronger than anything that could try to destroy it. Anything, any negativity that could come that way. Become a brand ambassador today for Sarah Bauer Boutique. Go to www.sarahbauerboutique.com to sign up to become a brand ambassador today. And like we talked about, you know, when you're finding your purpose, it's not going to be like landing on some grand revelation. It's a process. So give yourself time to take that process, to take that journey, and understand why finding your purpose is so important when it comes to loving yourself. Because I believe that finding your purpose is like your North Star, your guiding light. It guides you. It gives you your life direction. It fills you with meaning. When you're aligned with your purpose, you do. You feel more fulfilled, more alive. And when you're living authentically, you naturally love yourself more deeply. So I think that they just go hand in hand so well together. When you have a purpose, you feel successful in finding that, and you know you've worked hard, you know that growth has occurred, and you know you wouldn't have found your purpose unless you had been through some tough times. You went through that rain, you watched that seed get watered, and it really sprouted and made you who you are now, just this beautiful flower. And I think that's so beautiful. Okay, so let's get practical, you guys. How can you guys start uncovering your purpose? And I think it's important to not think like, oh yeah, we're just sitting here waiting for our purpose. No, you have the noise of everyday life all around you. So how do you do that? And I think the number one thing that comes to my mind, as we always talk about with the selves, I think this one is really important in self-awareness. Take time to really focus on what brings you joy and what makes you lose track of that time. What you're naturally drawn to, pay attention to activities that really make you think about them all day and moments where you feel most alive. And then from there, you can kind of start experimenting, exploring with different avenues until you find the thing that really resonates with you and makes you feel like this is my sense of purpose. Because really, honestly, when we joke that I work 24/7, I don't even realize it. I do lose track of time. my husband will be like, I'll be home in like 3 hours. You know, I'm leaving this state or whatever, you know, he's a driver. And I'm like, okay, like, oh, that's going to take forever. And then all of a sudden I start working, I blink and he's home. And I didn't even realize that I had been working because I really genuinely was loving what I was doing. And I've been through some jobs. But it was always the jobs that you're like, you clock in and you kind of are wandering around and you feel like you've been there 5 hours and it's been 3.5 minutes and you're not sure how you're going to make it through the day. And I thought, this can't be me. This can't be my purpose. I couldn't do it. I physically couldn't do it because as I had gotten older, my body started not liking me as much. But then I mentally was struggling with it as well. My purpose wasn't at that makeup store. My purpose wasn't at that hotel, at that restaurant, at that clothing department. Like, I just kept going through these jobs trying to find something that gave me feeling. I thought about going back to school. I did my fitness training. I wanted to do the dietitian route. And I thought, like, yeah, I like those things. I'm passionate about them. I started this mental health podcast. It was all these little tiny seeds, all these like avenues that I tried to take because I loved, you know, hair and makeup. I went to cosmetology school. Like, I loved, I can't even, like, I would have to make a list of all the random things I tried because I was not one that backed down from trying something and quitting because I didn't like it. I very much so would give it a fair go. And I was like, this isn't for me. No, thank you. Like, it's actually making me feel worse about myself. But I did. It was all those tiny avenues that I took that I realized, oh my gosh, I do love, you know, making people feel good. And, you know, if their goal is to be more toned or lose weight or whatever, like, I enjoyed that, but it wasn't something that got me out of bed in the morning. I enjoyed taking people's pictures because, again, they felt good. They looked good. I liked playing a part in making them look good, editing their photos. Okay, yeah, but it didn't like spark anything. And then I worked at my makeup store and, you know, I got to make people beautiful and, you know, get their face painted for, you know, whatever occasion that day. Yeah, it's all right. But it wasn't that. It wasn't the fire. It wasn't my purpose for the morning. But I didn't know that all of that was going to add up to one day, light bulb going off, time to open your store. And I was like, it sure is. It sure is. And that was my purpose. And it took me being really self-aware to reflect what brought that joy to me. And I love that approach of finding different things, taking small steps, allowing yourself to kind of dabble without pressure, going, if I don't like it, it's fine. It's fine if I don't like it, you know? And what if your purpose does change over time? How do you navigate that? Because at one point I really loved hair and makeup and then my avenue kind of changed a little bit and that was okay. It's not that I didn't love hair and makeup anymore. It was that I kind of grew forward and now I want to do something different. Now I want to, you know, do clothing or make people feel better this way or make people laugh with my silly TikToks. Like, my purpose has changed a million times. And I think that's what you have to allow yourself to be okay with, because it's a very common concern and it's a valid concern because it makes you feel like you were doing something wrong the whole time when you weren't. Your purpose just changed. Our purpose is not set in stone. It evolves as we evolve and as we grow. So get comfortable with the idea that your purpose may change, and that's okay. It's all a part of the journey. Stay open to these new experiences. Be adaptable. Trust that each chapter serves its purpose for your story. Another one I get a lot when conversating with people about their purpose is how they can stay motivated and committed to that purpose, especially when faced with challenges. Because like I said, we don't want to force it, but we also do. We do have to work hard, and it will come easy in the sense that everything will line up and work out, but it doesn't mean you won't be faced with challenges. It means that those challenges are going to come up and you're going to get through them because this is your purpose and this is your, you know, your love. But it doesn't mean that every step along the way is going to feel like you made the right choice. You have to know that what you're fighting for and feel that and go, yeah, I'm fighting for a good reason because this is something I still want to do. And everything always works out because it is meant to be. But also when that changes, that's okay. And you're going to see when it's time to change, you're going to feel that. But when you're faced with those challenges, I think the resilience in it is key. You think I make a sale every single day? No, there are days where sometimes I'm like, I didn't make a sale today. Oh my God, am I failing? Is my business going to shut down? oh my God. Like, I freak out for a moment. And then all of a sudden I hear a sale go through. My husband will look at me and laugh. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, panicked for no reason. No big deal. Like, don't mind me over here being dramatic. And then one day I'll have 50 sales. And I'm like, oh yeah, like, I'm a billionaire. Call me Kylie Jenner next week. So your sense of purpose can sometimes be tested, but it doesn't mean that you're doing anything wrong. Understand these challenges are so a part of this journey. They're not roadblocks. They are opportunities for you to grow. And that way, the next time you question, you go, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I totally questioned this last time and look how that worked out. Surround yourself with supportive people, of course. Always practice self-care and remind yourself why. If you have to do that every day, remind yourself why you started, why you're doing it, how much you love it. And it's the first and last thing you think about because you're so committed to it. When you're connected to your purpose on a deeper level, you'll find the strength that you need to keep pushing forward no matter what. It will just be there. You won't have to search for it. You'll know your purpose as soon as it hits, the minute it hits. And it's okay if it changes. Mornings are already rough, so why not make it easier with Javi? J-A-V-Y. Javi Coffee is dairy-free, sugar-free, gluten-free, plant-powered, non-GMO, and ethically sourced. Javi Coffee is so simple. You take 1 to 2 teaspoons, pour it in hot or cold water, put in your favorite toppings or creamer, and you're on the go. No stops in the morning, no waiting in line, no getting that machine out that you don't even know if it's clean. Drink Javi Coffee and get 20% off with Sarah, S-A-R-A 43934 today. Javi Coffee will change your whole morning mood. Drink Javi today. I always think to myself, so many people are scared to find their purpose. Not that they won't be good at it, but because they might be scared of judgment from others. And I think that that is the one thing you really got to get over. It's okay if you have a lot of trial and error. It really is. It is okay. And what people think about you or say about you is none of your business. It's like the back of your hair when you're styling it. That's none of my business. What's going on back there? I did my best. Okay. So remember that when you're finding your sense of purpose, it can be 50 different things randomly until you find the thing that you go, I'm not letting this go. It's like your soulmate. It's like your person. You're like, oh yeah, like this is my person. And even when you go through challenges with your person or struggles, you know you're going to come out the other side just fine because you're not even worried about it not working out. This is your person. You just feel it. I know that this is my link to life. This is my soulmate. So you feel the same way about your purpose. And sometimes we have all been with people that we go, oh yeah, I thought they were my soulmate and that didn't work out. And that'll be the same with your purpose. That's the same. Sometimes you break up with them, but there was always that love in the beginning and you understood why you pursued it, but you outgrew it and things went wrong. And the purpose became too hard to pursue and it was telling you to go differently. You had to break up with that purpose, right? Okay, you guys, remember, continue loving yourself completely. Write into lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com. And really, remember that resilience is key to this entire journey of loving yourself completely. You have to keep pushing. It will build that strength in you, okay? Remember, it's about self-discovery, self-love, all about the selves of embracing who you are, flaws and all. And I think the most important thing to remember, if you are in fear of being judged in life, it's because you judge others. And that's something that you can work on with yourself. People who like to try a lot of things and don't worry about judgment, it's because they're so focused on what they got going on in their own life, they have absolutely no time to look at other people's lives. I know so many people that know the ins and outs of everybody's life around them. And for what? And for what? What success does that bring you in your life? What purpose does that bring you in your life other than to distract you from working on yourself, which so desperately apparently needs done? Because when you're judging others, when you're constantly talking negatively or wishing them failure or whatever it is, even judging their choices. I have people judge the clothes I put in my store. Oh my God. You know, it's everything. But guess what? That doesn't hit me. I don't feel that because my purpose is bigger than that. My purpose is bigger than opinion. You cannot worry about the opinions of others. You literally, it would take too much time. Could you imagine the time that would take? I'm so focused on my goals and my purpose right in front of me that anything in my peripheral is just irrelevant. And that's the way you have to become. You have to become so goal-oriented, so driven that your eyes are directly in front of you of where you want to go and where you're going to get. And you will get there. Other people's choices, other people's careers, other people's relationships, other people's parenting, other people's marriages, it's none of your business and it doesn't keep you up at night. So why is that a conversation? Don't fear judgment. And if you do, there is another aspect to work on yourself. What are other people offering you that their judgment, that their criticism is playing for free on repeat in your mind? What is that? Whose voice is that? And that's where we're going to work on next. Because what I tell you all the time is if it's not your voice that you're hearing in your head, even the negative one, sometimes it better be your own. Continue loving yourself completely. And congratulations on getting to episode 100 with me. Now, oh my gosh, like the minute I started editing this episode, I had to completely revamp my ending segment, which is what you're hearing right now, because 100 episodes, that's insane. And I was looking and I'm like, okay, so I didn't count, you know, certain ones with when I didn't do an episode, and there were episodes that I had to put into my drafts because they weren't relevant. But in my release episodes, there's 100, and that's insane. 100 times of welcome to loving yourself completely, maybe more, definitely not less. There has been so many moments with you guys of growth and self-love, continuing forward when we felt like we couldn't even continue our day. And we were successful on 100% of them 100 times. That's insane. 100 episodes. Like, that's crazy. But okay. Continue loving yourself completely. Write into lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com. Go leave a rating wherever you listen. And I guess we'll talk next week for 101. I'll be back as always. All right. Have a wonderful day. Continue loving yourself completely. Find your purpose. Yours. Nobody else's. Yours. No fears of judgment this week, you guys. There's always going to be people that judge. But what are we going to do? Sit still? Sit in the same place? Stay with the same person, keep the same job, blah, boring. You live one time. Do it the way you want to do it. What other convincing do you need? You're running out of time. Hurry. All right. Have a wonderful week. Bye.